Thank you for downloading this episode of Homefront, part of World War One on the BBC.
The 2nd of September, 1914. Reverend Ralph Winwood.
I'm down.
Do you have a moment? Kitty's going to come straight in.
Oh, Mr. Pierce, you are a delivering angel.
Am I?
Have a seat, if you can. Move those papers onto the floor.
Are you writing your sermon?
If only. I'm trying to make sense of the accounts. Our treasurer, Mr. Crompton, volunteered in the first push. I could expound for 40 minutes on forgiving those who trespass against us, but reconciling a balance sheet eludes me.
Well, I'd offer to help, but I...
No. I know you're much too busy. I expect I can keep the ship afloat until a new treasurer volunteers.
You might use the experience for a sermon. The balance sheet of the spirit.
What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?
Ah, the good book is ahead of me.
I find it's ahead of us in most things, but thank you for the idea. I'll take it as my text for next Sunday. I understand quite a different text would be appropriate for you.
I don't follow.
Haven't you been turning the other cheek rather often, this white feather business?
Oh, 3 times now since Sunday. Each lady more fervent than the last?
Thankfully, my age and my dog collar protect me. How do you respond?
Politely, yet firmly. One can't argue with their sincerity or their patriotism.
Good man.
So I'm here, Reverend, because there's a move to revive the Boy Scout movement in Folkestone.
Oh, excellent.
And Councillor Graham and I think that scouts might be able to take on some simple duties, things that would free the police to concentrate on more pressing issues, guarding telegraph wires and that sort of thing.
Well, let me know if I can help.
Oh, don't worry. I'm not here to offer you a whistle. But if you have any likely boys in the parish...
Oh, several, I'm sure. I'll make inquiries. Have you heard any more about these 2 boys in London?
Yeah. I've heard that rumour too. There may be 2 runaway boys. It's unlikely they're Sam and Jimmy.
Miracles happen. I pray for them every day.
Is Mrs. Winwood at home? I have a proposition for her, too.
Oh, she's at the church hall. I'll walk over with you. Charles.
Oh, boy. The ledger will still be waiting when you return, you know.
Oh, dear. Am I so obvious?
Mr. Pierce, good morning. Hello, Kush. Hello, boy. His ear is healing nicely, isn't it?
We're looking for my wife.
Oh, she's helping with Monsieur Leconte's dressing.
Nursing, too. Is there no end to your wife's talents, Vicar? The notice board for refugees has proved an immediate success.
Well, she's connected with that.
I assumed you knew. I like Mrs. Winwood to hide her light under a bushel. I promise you it shines nonetheless. It's remarkable how she's thrown herself into the war effort.
It's like being married to a different person. I'm taking her to lunch today to thank her for her efforts.
She's a wonderful woman, Mr. Pierce.
Yes, I am.
Indeed she is. Do you think she might be disturbed?
Oh, I'll see.
No need to trouble yourself, Miss Graham. Go straight through. She'll be in one of the small rooms at the back.
Oh, it's no trouble.
You're busy. I'll find my way.
There, Kush. There's a good boy.
Isabel.
Please, Rick.
I realized how it sounded the moment the words left my mouth.
It's good to hear you speak of your wife so warmly. What else could it be but good? For everyone. For the parish. I'm delighted for you.
I miss you, Isabel. Nobody else understands how I feel.
For the guilt, you mean? For the destruction we cause, the damage we do.
Yes, right, yes. Can we not meet at all? Even to talk about our guilt.
What would it accomplish?
It might help us bear the grief.
Or just cause
Isabel,
more.
Isabel,
did you want me?
I have an enormous favour to ask. Would you be an angel and have lunch with Ralph?
Sorry?
He has very sweetly booked a table at the Metropole for the 2 of us, but I've been called to an emergency meeting.
What meeting?
My fault, I fear. There's a proposal to bring out a French language newspaper for the refugees.
An extension of the notice board, really. They think I might help.
I'm sure Reverend Winwood can cancel the table.
No, I insist. It was to be a treat for me, and now it will be a treat for you. We can certainly spare you for an hour. Nobody has earned it more, have they, Ralph?
No.
Besides, I'm sure Miss Graham will be far more entertaining company than I am.
Adam? Ah,
Adam. Good. Your mother said I should look for you here. Oh, hello, Jessie. Why?
The way to the guitars.
Oh.
Lacey.
I don't quite understand.
Man, there. The string in his boots.
Oh, yes. I believe he's one of St. Jude's. He isn't doing anything.
That's the point. He never does. He just looks into Dad's shop window and stares. Sometimes cries. Dad says that's because he's foreign. Englishmen don't cry, do they, Vicar?
Best not to, Adam. It's not manly. Though it is permissible in extreme circumstances. Now.
He's staring at that cake. Perhaps he's hungry.
Well, he eats well as a dormitory.
Perhaps he just likes cake.
Have you tried offering him one?
Only a broken one. It was strange. He broke it into bits, rubbed it with his fingers, sniffed it
to his ear like he was listening to it,
and then ate it a crumb at a time. Not like he was hungry at all.
Here's a penny. Buy him something.
Quick. He's moving.
Don't go. I want to ask you something.
But he's moving.
It's all right. You can catch me up.
Bye, Vicar.
Adam wanted to ask you something too.
Do you? What?
Doesn't matter. How's Kush, all right?
Oh, his ear's doing very nicely, thanks. I wondered if you would be interested in becoming a Boy Scout.
My leg like this?
I don't see why not. Your leg will heal, the plaster will come off.
We'll go camping.
Right, almost certainly. You'll do things for the police, guard things, patrol things.
Look for spies?
While you're on guard, yes, you could watch out for spies.
Yes, please. Can Jessie be one too?
A Boy Scout?
Are there Girl Scouts?
Girl Guides. I don't know if there's a troop.
She's brilliant at following people.
Well, I'll find out. So, can I put your name down?
Yes. There is something I want to ask you.
Oh, go ahead.
You might be angry.
I shan't.
Who is a grown-up man allowed to kiss?
Oh, that's an interesting question, Adam. Has something happened?
I just wondered.
A married man may kiss his wife, his mother, and his sisters. He may kiss his wife's female relations if they're particularly close.
That's all?
An unmarried man may kiss his mother, his sisters, and, if she agrees, the young woman he falls in love with.
Oh.
Does that answer your question?
Are you in love with Miss Graham, then?
What are you talking about?
You kissed her that day at the picnic, before I fell out the tree.
I did no such thing.
I saw you. But she's not your sister. I thought she might be your wife at first, but she's Miss Graham.
Who have you told about that?
Nobody.
Then see, you don't. It's nonsense.
But I saw you quite
clearly. That is a dreadful lie, Adam. And God heaped coals of fire on liars. Your eyes deceived you, or you saw something you did not understand. In either case, you must say nothing to anyone. Do you understand? Do you have any idea how much damage a stray word could do to innocent people? Promise me you will say nothing.
Your guest, Reverend.
Thank you.
The menu. Miss? Sir?
Thank you. Yes, that's all.
Is there anything in particular you recommend?
Isabel.
What's fresh today?
The sole is excellent.
Very well. Poached in milk, please.
Isabel.
An excellent choice, yes. Sir?
Oh, the same.
Some wine, perhaps?
Would you like some wine?
No.
Water, then. And a brandy and soda while we're waiting.
A cognac? Armagnac? Shall I send this to Melanie?
Any brandy will do. It doesn't matter.
Sir.
I wasn't sure you'd come.
Dorothea walked up the hill with me. There was no escape. Can we try to get through lunch without any fuss?
I'm not sure that's possible.
We're in a public dining room. There can be nothing but the lightest of small talk.
We were seen.
What do you mean?
The day of the outing, we were seen kissing.
Who?
Adam Wilson. He asked if we were in love.
What did you say?
I denied everything.
You lied to a child?
I panicked.
What did he see?
A kiss.
Will he say anything?
I warned him not to.
Warned him how? Did you threaten him with eternal damnation? Rafe, say you didn't. I kissed a married man. A boy fell out of a tree and broke his leg. His brother disappeared. Now we are lying about it. What other harm will we do?
Isabel.
Don't try to make light of it.
I'm not.
We owed it to Sam and Jimmy to watch over them.
We couldn't have watched them every minute.
If we had not been so bedazzled by one another. This is why it's so impossible, Rafe. Not because you're married. Because we damaged people.
We can't blame ourselves for Sam and Jimmy. It was God's will.
That's sophistry. Don't you feel guilty?
Of course I do. Of course I do.
It's intolerable, isn't it? I'd go away if there were somewhere I could go.
I can't let you leave me.
We might both be happier.
We wouldn't be. Do you know Charlotte Bronte?
What are you talking about?
Jane Eyre. There's something Rochester says when he's pretending to send Jane away.
Rochester is very cruel.
He says, I don't know the words exactly, but he talks about having a string tied round his heart. The other end of it is wrapped around hers. He says that if she went away, the string would be stretched too tight. And then he says, I remember this part so clearly, and if that string should break, he says, I've a nervous notion I should bleed to death. Isabel.
Don't.
Your brandy and soda, Mr.
Thank you.
It's Courvoisier. I trust it is acceptable.
Perfectly, thank you.
May I bring you some bread?
For the love of God.
Thank you. That's all for now.
Yes.
No scenes, I told you.
I've been writing up the accounts for St. Jude's, the balance sheet. Pluses and minuses, debits and credits.
Oh, I can't keep up with you.
In any audit of my existence, the world would put kissing you that day into the minus column. But I swear when the last trumpet sounds, I will declare it the greatest plus. The moment my life changed forever. Say something.
I love you.
Yes. I too.
What are we going to do?
For more information about World War I on the BBC, check the Radio 4 website.